Francis Stevens, The Heads of Cerberus. Based on the Dunyazard Digital Library Edition. A Bookstream audiobook. Narrated by Sam Cousy. Chapter 1. Welcome, however you come. Upon a walnut bed in a small, plainly furnished room which dawn had just begun greyly to illuminate, a man lay unconscious. His thin face, indefinably boyish for all its gauntness, wore that placid, uncaring look which death shares with complete insensibility. Under him, his right arm was doubled in an uncomfortable strained position, while the left hand, slender and well cared for, trailed limp to the floor by the bedside. On his right temple there showed an ugly wound, evidently made by some blunt, heavy instrument, for the skin was burst rather than cut. His fair hair was plastered with blood from the wound, and a good deal of blood had also run down over the side of the face, lending a sinister and tragic aspect to his otherwise not so pleasant countenance. Fully dressed in a rather shabby blue serge, both appearance and attitude suggested that the man had been flung down here and left brutally to die or revive as he might. The dawn light grew brighter, and as if in sympathy with its brightening, the face of the man on the bed began to take on a look more akin to that of life. That alien, wax-like placidity of one who is done with pain slowly softened and changed. The features twitched, the lips which had fallen slightly apart closed firmly. With a sudden contraction of the brows, the man opened his eyes. For several minutes he lay quiet, staring upward. Then he attempted to withdraw his right hand from beneath him, groaned, and by a considerable effort at last raised himself on one elbow. Gazing about the room with bewildered, pain-stricken eyes, he raised his hand to his head and afterward stared stupidly at the blood on his fingers. He seemed like one who, having fallen victim to some powerful drug, awakens in unfamiliar and inexplicable surroundings. As he again looked...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?